أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكم من ملك في السماوات لا تغني شفاعتهم شيئا إلا من بعد أن يأذن الله لمن يشاء ويرضى. إن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة ليسمون الملائكة تسمية الأنثى وما لهم به من علم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا فأعرض عمن تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا ذلك مبلغهم من العلم إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بمن اهتدى صدق الله العظيم. In the ayahs before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah, the disbelievers, their idols, that they had venerated these idols, they honored them. And one aspect about the idols is that they made the assertion that these idols will intercede on their behalf in the courts of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In response to that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَكَمْ مِنْ مَلَكٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. How many an angel they are in the skies. لَا تُغْنِي شَفَاعَتُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their intercession will not avail the disbelievers the slightest bit. إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ أَن يَأْذَنَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْضَى. Except after Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given and granted permission to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires and for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased. Man dhaladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'idhni. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is very clear in the Quran Sharif that even the angels, however close any being be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they will not have any power of intercession. They will not have even the guts of interceding without the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the intercession and one is the acceptance of the intercession. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not speaking about the acceptance of the intercession. Allah is speaking about the mere interceding, and that also will not happen without the permission of Allah. And that permission Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant to whomsoever Allah ta'ala so desires, to for whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased. Only that being, only that person will have the authority, that person will have the privilege of intercession in the courts of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So far-fetched then are the idols of the Quraysh that will have any power whatsoever to intercede in the courts of Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. Certainly, those who have not brought iman in the hereafter, la yusammun al malaikata tasmiyat al untha, that they have a very, very great sin that they have committed over and above the shirk, over and above the polytheism, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, another very great sin upon them. Allah says, certainly, those who have disbelieved in the hereafter, they have named the angels feminine names, female names, and they then said that these angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the idols and the naming of the idols, that they had given these idols names, female names, and then on top of it, they gave the angels and they called them females, and then they said that these angels are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is the sin of polytheism, the other is the sin of ascribing offspring to Allah, and worse than that, they themselves wanted sons, and then they said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had daughters. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the truth of the matter is, they have absolutely no knowledge with regards to the matters of the hereafter. They have no knowledge with regards to the matters of tawheed. They have no knowledge with regards to the matters of the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They have no knowledge regarding matters of revelation. Absolutely no knowledge whatsoever. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought to our attention a very important aspect. that when we also speak about ilm and we speak about knowledge, it is not only about the information of this material world. The real and true knowledge is about tawheed, the oneness of Allah, the sifat, the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is about nubuwat, it is about revelation, it is about Quran, it is about what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed. That is the real and true knowledge. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِّ. Like before, Allah ta'ala says once again, they follow none but their baseless thoughts. The thoughts that are based on absolutely nothing, they follow those thoughts. وَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا. And certainly the vain or baseless thoughts will not avail them anything against the haqq and the truth. The haqq and the truth will refer to the realities of tawheed, to the realities of akhirat, to the realities of nubuwat, the realities of the revelation of the Qur'an-i-Kareem. And hence when they became so insolent, they became so arrogant that they would not accept our Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They would not accept what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was saying. And on the other hand, our Nabi-i-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was, so to say, prepared to give his life for them. He was prepared to give everything away so that they would bring iman. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now addresses Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, فَأَعْرِضْ عَمَّنْ تَوَلَّى. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then turn away from those who have turned away. In other words, you have delivered the message. Now you have accomplished, you have fulfilled the requirement, the obligation that Allah had obligated upon you. Now your fikr that you have for them, that concern that you have for them, turn away from them. You have given them and delivered that message. Who are these people? Amman tawalla an dhikrina. They have turned away from our remembrance. They have turned away from our advices. They've turned away from the Quran Sharif. They've turned away from Allah. How would they then befriend the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَلَمْ يُرِيدْ إِلَّا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. And they do not desire but the life of this material world. Now here, not only is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the disbelievers, but you and I also need to introspect that what is our irada in this world? What is our intentions in this world? How much do we intend this world? What is our real objective in this world? Is it only this lowly life of this material world, or is it beyond? And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also brought us, and Allah has made us aware of the fact that our life does not end with this material world. There is a life beyond this, and that is the akhirat. So really, we need to keep away from this kind of thoughts that everything finishes off with this world, nothing for the hereafter, and more especially when we are advising our children, when we are advising our grandchildren, the young ones in our families. Make sure that when we are doing it, insofar as secular education is concerned, make a great portion of your advice the akhirat. The advice of the akhirat is that they become obedient to Allah, they become obedient to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They be a preparation for the akhirat and advise them that this world is not the be all and the end all of life. There is a life beyond this, and a very, very important aspect as far as our aqidah, our beliefs are concerned. ذَلِكَ مَبْلَغُهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the sum total of their knowledge. That is the end part of their knowledge. That is the furthest they can go in the acquisition of their knowledge, and that is this material world. It doesn't go beyond this. It remains only, and it revolves around this material world. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ظَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِ. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from eternity, He knew best who would have deviated from His path, from the path of Allah. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنِ اهْتَدَى. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows from eternity who would remain on guidance, who would accept the guidance of Allah, and who will remain on the hidayat and the guidance till he leaves this material world. And hence in these ayat, Allah has given us the two roads, the roads of hidayat, and that is the belief of akhirat, and that is the yaqeen of akhirat. The path of this world is a part of deviation. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.